Hey there, it's Therapist here. Listen, we have got to talk about boundaries as they relate to you and your mama. I ain't even about the front. Establishing boundaries can be a little difficult, especially if you're really not used to having them. Listen, I've found that there are times that establishing boundaries can feel like you're disrespecting your mama. It can feel like you're sinning, or even as if you're not honoring God. Now, who am I to speak to this in this moment? That woman who grew up in a household that mirrored being seen or not heard, or that woman that was told what happens in this house stays in this house, or even that daughter who saw her grandma treat her mom the same way your mom is responding to the adult version of you. Listen, hear my heart. I'm not throwing your mama under the bus, because guess what? Every mama was first a daughter. When addressing toxic relationships in a group setting, I tend to do a series on boundaries. But before I get to the series, I typically provide psychoeducation on boundaries. You'd be surprised how many Christian clients don't understand that the God that we serve is all about boundaries. We see it when He tells the day to be day and the night to be night. We also see God's boundaries when we see Him tell the sea that it can only go but so far. Listen, and these examples are within the first chapter of Genesis. My thing is this: if our Creator is establishing the foundations of the earth with boundaries, then who or what put it in your head that you need to continue to allow someone to violate your boundaries? I'm going to need you to take a moment to reevaluate some things. When we are talking about personal boundaries, there are limits or rules that we set for ourselves. One time, while speaking to a complete stranger at the airport about boundaries, she said to me, "Everyone in my family expects me to do everything." I listened to her and then I asked the question, "Well, who taught your family that you're expected to do everything?" She gave me this perplexed look with a long pause. And within the pause, I asked the question again, "Honey, who taught your family that you're expected to do everything?" Now, hear my heart. When I say this, when you're in a situation where you're in your feelings because someone has done something to hurt you, not once, not twice, but at a minimum of three times, then we have to ask the question, "Honey, who taught this person to treat you this way?" Trust and believe, there's hope, because as long as you have life in your body, then their tales can learn today. Today. Then they can learn also how to respect your boundaries. So let me ask you this question. What are your commandments for respecting your boundaries? I remember speaking with a lady who was emotionally abused. She shared at length about how her husband respected the parameters that she dwelled within. But the minute she ventured outside of those parameters, all Hades would break loose within her home. I did extensive work with that individual, and at the end of the day, it was her decision of what would be tolerated. She was asked, "What are your boundaries? What do you want to establish of what is appropriate and what is not appropriate for your life?" Mm-hmm. You know what? Boundaries should be based on your value system and the things that are important to you. For example, if you value spending time with family, set strong boundaries about working late. If your boundaries are yours and yours alone, then trust and believe you need to sit your tail down and write a list of what is appropriate or what is acceptable and what is not. Know that your boundaries are needed before entering a situation. So, for example, think about it like this. Many of us grew up with the rule, when y'all take y'all tails over to such and such in them house, don't be asking for no food. Don't be going to nobody's refrigerator. Don't be, right? Listen, those were boundaries. And if you violated the boundaries, depending on the household you came from, you probably got your tail toe up if you violated them. Well, I mean, I'm not saying that was the healthy way to do things, but those were the beginning stages of understanding boundaries. If those boundaries were established for you, and if not, your tail can learn. Understand that when you recognize the boundary, when the communication was established on the front end, nobody can shake that, because the rule is, when I get into this environment, this is what's gonna happen. All right. Get it. Boundaries can be uncomfortable, especially when you're used to people violating them. But let me give you some examples on what you can say as a start to, you know, establishing your commandments for yourself. Something like, I am not comfortable with this, or I can't do that for you, or this is not acceptable, or please don't do that, or this doesn't work for me, or I am drawing the line at, and you communicate that. Or this is my favorite. Listen, when I'm in session, I teach the clients on my caseload that no is a complete sentence. Silence is only uncomfortable for other people. It's not uncomfortable for me. Dear, can I use your VCR? Yeah, according to the movie on Friday. Can I use your VCR? No. You hear that? No. No. Felicia cannot use the VCR. Because why? Because why? She not gonna bring it back. And that's just like when people violate your boundaries. You know who you know who need the boundaries, because you know in the past they violated them. So because you know this information, no, Felicia, you cannot use my VCR. Or no, she gonna look at you, and you gonna look at her, and you gonna keep it moving, because the answer is no. Hey there. Over the years, I've seen so much hurt between mothers and daughters, so much bad blood and resentment. Honey, if only you knew the amount of tissues I've had to restock in my office, you would be floored. I've seen years of bickering, silence, and resentment, and so much wasted time. But guess what? There is so much hope. I've helped so many mothers and daughters to walk through generations of murky water. In this season, honey, we're going to focus on healing that mother-daughter relationship. And if you're not quite ready to start the process in the office with a therapist of your own, I'd like to encourage you to order a copy of my book on Amazon. It's called I Need to Talk, But Not to a Therapist. It's a user guide for people who are on the fence about starting therapy. I look forward to seeing you in session. Bye. Have you ever talked to a therapist? Listen, I get it. It's not the type of thing you want to shout from the rooftops. If you're on the fence about seeing a therapist, consider getting my auntie's book, I Need to Talk But Not to a Therapist. It's a user's guide for people on the fence about starting therapy. You can also get the book available on Amazon. So go get it.